Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. Employees from the state-owned public transport operator RATP have been demonstrating against government pension reforms this morning. 10 underground lines have been closed for the day and only a third of regular bus services are operational. As a consequence, Parisian commuters have struggled to make their way to work, even those entering the capital by car. The knock-on effect of the strike has resulted in nearly 300 kilometres of traffic jams. The inconvenience to those living in Paris will continue on Monday, when doctors, lawyers and pilots will join the protests. The workers' union, Force Ouvrière, France's third largest, has begun organising a mass demonstration in a week's time. A Parisian court will decide the future of Patrick and Isabelle Balkany this afternoon. The couple are on trial for tax evasion in this first part of the case. The former mayor of Levallois-Perret and his wife paid no tax between 2009 and 2014, despite having a joint fortune of 16 million euros. The second part of the trial is for corruption and money laundering. The French airline Aigle Azur, which has been declared bankrupt, will today learn more about who is likely to buy them out. The low-cost airline has received 14 takeover bids since they filed for bankruptcy. A committee will be giving consideration to the two favoured airlines, Air France and EasyJet. And finally, after a stunning victory against the American team in the Basketball World Cup, France has moved into the semi-finals and will face Argentina at 2 o'clock this afternoon. France beat the United States 89-79. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.